Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is April the 16th, 2015. It's a Thursday. This is episode 65 of the Follow English podcast. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using. And please keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br, where you can make suggestions for future episodes. Today I'm going to do a quick summary, let's say, episodes in which I will talk about the last 10, 12 last episodes. And so I'm going to start from episode 53, which I recorded, which was the first one I recorded in January 2015. The title for this podcast episode is IELTS Speaking Test Part 2. Three tips. So obviously I talk about I give three tips on how to approach part two of the IELTS speaking test. So it's an interesting episode for those who are going to be taking the IELTS in the near future. Episode 54 is about the difference between fun and funny. These are two words that are often confused by Brazilian learners of English, and I believe that other nationalities also confuse them because they have a similar meaning. But on the on one hand, the meaning is, let's say, quite similar. But on the other hand, there are differences, and differences in usage too. So have a look at, listen to that if you have doubts about those. Then in episode 55, I talked about the title of episode 55 is Holiday, Holidays, or Vacation. So again, some confusing words, and here there is also the difference between American English and British English. So it's a discussion about the meaning of these words and when they are used, and the difference between them. Episode 56 was the first mixer, and it was about vacations. And mixer here is when I interview some speakers about a specific topic. And I'm going to be doing another one very soon. I'm really sorry about that. A couple of listeners have already asked me via email when the next mixer was going to be coming up. But so soon, maybe next month, let's say end of April. Let's see. So this is an interesting episode for those who want to listen to different people talking about vacations. Then episode 57, the title is IELTS Writing Task 2. Here I gave some tips about how to organize and how to approach your writing task 2, some of the language you may use in order to get a good score, and so on and so forth. So again, very interesting for those who are planning to take IELTS in the near future. Episode 58, the learning curve. In this episode, I talk about the learning curve. If you don't know what that means, basically it's a concept that there is out there. It's a theory which describes the way we learn things, not only languages, foreign languages, but also the way we learn things in general. And usually we learn a lot at the beginning, and this curve starts to slow down and become gradually to become more stable until it levels out. And that's when we reach a plateau in language learning. But this is an interesting concept to discuss. Then episode 59 is called adjectives ending in ED or ING. Here I basically talk about the difference between adjectives ending in ED or and the ones ending in ING, how they can be used, and the difference in meaning. Episode 60, British English and American English. Here I discuss these two varieties of English, the differences between these two varieties, and also I talk a little bit about them from the learning perspective. Let's say whether you should adopt one of them or not, or how you can approach this issue. Episode 61 is related to changes, is about the changes to the FCE first exam format. So here basically I described all the changes in the new that took place now, or are taking place now, in fact, because I think the first, at least in Brazil, the first FCE date, test date is in June, next, the upcoming June, next June. So these are some recent changes that were implemented by Cambridge University, or UCLS. And then episode 62 is an interview with an EFL teacher called Maria Claudia. We talked about a variety of things. She talked about her educational background at the beginning, her language classes, and also she gave some personal tips on what learners should focus on when they're learning a foreign language. Episode 63 is about the word care and how to use the word care. So the title is Take Care Of, Care About, and Care For. So how to use these different phrases and the difference in meaning. And finally, episode 64 is called A Few Random Thoughts on Error Correction. Here I just rambled on about error correction and some of my beliefs about error correction. So these are the last 12 episodes. In fact, the episodes I recorded in 2015, all of them recorded in 2015. I hope to be doing another episode very soon, maybe tomorrow. Let's see how things work out tomorrow morning. And thank you for listening. I hope you're all learning something. See you next time. Bye.